So we're doing the sixth chapter in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, Nikayon HaMakom LeDavar SheBeKedusha. The cleanliness that is required of a place in order for us to be able to do something holy there. What cleanliness? How clean must the place be? Tell me, Avrech B'Kot HaShachar BeBeito, before a person makes the blessings of the morning in his home, he's going to say them at home before he goes to shul. So before he makes the blessings, Yivdok HaMakom Itev Sheyeh Naki Mikol Davar Sheruy Litrachek Minu. He has to check that the place is clean from anything. He has to distance himself. Kigon Tzoa, be it feces, ben shel adam, ben shel beima chaya v'of, be it human or animal feces. If you have diapers around the house, so don't make the blessing when there might be a dirty diaper around. That's why you guys will notice. I always indicate to my wife, just before I start Kiddush, I point to the baby, my wife smells his diaper. You can't say anything holy when there's human feces around. So before benching, before we talk Divrei Torah, we always check, is the diaper full? The baby doesn't let us know when he's filling a diaper. So before we do something holy, we check that the diaper isn't full. And the same thing with urine. Urine isn't a problem in a diaper because it's absorbed in the diaper. So it's not considered that there's real urine around. Once it's absorbed, it's not a problem. So to anything that has a very, very bad stench, one must distance oneself from that. One cannot say something holy in its presence. So too, you have to close the door of the bathroom. That's why when we're learning together in the morning, if my children go to the bathroom, some of them know to close the door and some of them do not. So if they have to keep the door open because they don't know how to go to the bathroom with the door closed, we have to stop our learning. That's when I'll sing a tune during our learning Shabbos morning, because we can't learn. And I can't even tell you we can't learn, because I can't say a halacha once the bathroom door is open. So, so I just say, let's sing something. But now you know the halacha. You have to close the door to the bathroom. I can't close the door. My daughter sometimes panics if I close the door and she's in the bathroom alone. So I have to wait for her to get a little older. Make sure that there isn't a potty around or something else where you might have feces. You guys in the dorm, I assume you don't have that problem. By the same token, you have to make sure there aren't little children around who are naked, because if a child is around naked, you can't make a blessing once there's an uncovered human private part around. So you're not allowed to make a blessing next to that. So sometimes my kids are running around and I tell them, get dressed. And they say, no, you daven, you bench, you do what you have to do, and we'll get dressed. And I say, no, I can't bench, I can't learn, I can't do anything until you guys get dressed. I have chavrusas in the morning at home. And I always have to stop till we deal. Sometimes I close the door to their room, and they come out and say, why?
You see, if it's a small child, it's innocent. It's
an age. Oh, that's a good point. We do say what you're saying up to a certain age. She's not going into that right now. Bezach, when we learn more in depth, we'll see. Just like
because
by a bris milah. So the halacha discusses the age limits and the different opinions in the Gemara, but we don't have time to go into all the details of the ages. We're just going to say in general: once there's an uncovered part, make sure it's covered before you make a blessing. When we learn more in depth, we'll learn the details of the ages. But just because he's a minor doesn't mean that it's permitted. The halacha discusses the ages. And lechatchila we don't do it. And once we're discussing this, we'll just mention a point aside. Lechatchila, one has to honor the sfarim in one's home and the Shabbos candles. People don't know this. You're not supposed to change a baby's diaper next to Shabbos candles or next to sfarim. You have God's name around. You have sfarim. You have holy works around. Go to a different room to change a diaper. Now this is a halacha that's very difficult to keep if you have a small apartment like mine. But if you could, ideally, it's better to do it not in the face of the Shabbos candles and sfarim. Oh, im nere guf isha b'makom shedokol yot mekhuseh. If a woman has part of her body that's uncovered, a part that's usually covered, and people forget this halacha. It's Friday. It's Shabbos afternoon. The woman, there are no guests. She's walking around with her hair uncovered. Comes time to make the blessings on the challah, he has a problem. Comes time to make havdalah, he has a problem. And people have to know that. She has to put something on her hair before he can make havdalah or kiddush. She wants to walk around with her hair uncovered at home, no problem. But I can't make blessings because that's something that's ordinarily covered. So you have to be careful. A woman can't be singing while you're saying something holy. The general rule, one has to be very careful. The place be clean. In the most honorable way and in the most modest way. So that's the general rule. The specifics, again, we're learning a kitzur. Just a second, please. Halacha beis yitametz b'midat efshal lebal yagel ozno kol zimcha b'radio b'shat tefillah u'brachot. Where as much as one can, one should try to be careful that he shouldn't hear singing on the radio at the time that he's praying or making blessings. as much as you can. You're in the army, you can't control it. You can't control it. There's nothing you could do. But you're on a bus. You want to learn and you have no choice. You have no choice. But if you could, it's always better to avoid that. Shukwah.